The President, let me in my turn congratulate you on the assumption of your duties and wish you full success. Bulgaria aligns with the EU statement. We share the concerns that the outraging escalation and expansion of Russia's war against Ukraine is continuously engendering gross human rights violations and grave breaches of international humanitarian law. We are particularly alarmed by the impact of Russia's aggression on Ukrainian women and children. The continuous use of atrocious tactics and weapons by the Russian military in Ukrainian cities and other populated areas leads to numerous civilian casualties and damage to civilian property. The large-scale aerial attacks against Ukraine's critical power network, which disrupt electricity and dependent services, including transportation services in multiple regions during the winter period, are inadmissible. The roadmap for a future peace, besides being firmly anchored in international law and the UN Charter, must provide for accountability for Russia's war crimes in Ukraine, including for the detention and inhumane treatment of civilians, sexual violence, and abduction of children. Bulgaria's unwavering support for the independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity of Ukraine within its internationally recognized borders remains steadfast. We continue to support Ukraine's European and Euro-Atlantic perspective. Ms. Deputy High Commissioner, how could the international community further boost efforts to ensure the accountability for the human rights and humanitarian violations in Ukraine? I thank you.